I'm going to just give very briefly the perspective from I'm a small business owner. I have my own practice with my mother, Gloria. And you know, I have a family. I also do a lot of work for AILA and other organizations. And the question is, how can you, as private immigration attorneys or immigration attorneys in law firms, work to combat this type of legislation without, you know, losing your entire lives to it? Just to kind of give you some perspective, on the day, it was April 23rd, the day that Jan Brewer signed this bill into law, I was actually at a naturalization ceremony, and the media was there, and I'm, you know, just observing, enjoying the moment, and all of a sudden, this woman walks up to me and says, "Can you explain to me what SB 1070 is and reasonable suspicion?" And I was like, "Oh my God!" So somebody told me that you are a lawyer and an expert, and I said, "Well, I guess you could consider me that." So I sat down with her and spent about 45 minutes explaining to her and trying to explain to her what reasonable suspicion was, but that's, you know, obviously almost impossible to do. And at the end of the day, when they did the report on the news, they said, expert attorney Maurice Goldman. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And, you know, made me realize that we're all experts in this area of law. And in one of the lessons that I've learned since it's been signed is that we have to be out there educating the media. We have to be talking to our state legislators preemptively. We need to really attack this before these actually turn into Arizona laws. And we have those resources. We are able to forge relationships with our local community-based organizations, churches, and different types of religious groups. And also, we have resources in Washington that we can turn to. And that's basically what we've been doing in Arizona. We also, ahead of this, had been battling for years, reaching out to the governor's office when Napolitano was there, and we were fortunate to get her to veto a number of bills that were introduced by, well, at the time, Representative Pierce, now Senator Pierce, and we were successful with that, and unfortunately, you know, he just was just persistent enough that eventually it got through, and we knew, and Margo knew, of course, that this was going to eventually happen. It was a foregone conclusion, as like you said, it's a predicate to regularization program. Just in closing, I think one of the key things that you can do is definitely review your like statistics, the numbers. Know, you know, about, for example, people who are proponents of this law, they defend it by saying that state crime is up in Arizona, and that's wholly untrue. The IPC has done a report that you all were able to pick up that explains how crime's actually gone down. Know about the fact and the costs that this sort of law and the toll it's going to take on our state. For example, in Arizona, I had a meeting recently with the Pima County attorney, and she explained to me that the county has already spent tens of thousands of dollars preparing and working on the defense of the lawsuit against them. And these are costs that they just do not want to be spending. Also, you want to be, of course, fully apprised of the chilling effect that this has on victims of crime and violence, and let the media know about it, and let community and legislators know that. For example, in Arizona, in Tempe, we found out since the signing of this bill, the police department, I think it was in Tempe, you see that email? They stopped signing 918B certifications for U visas. And so that right there shows the chilling effect that this has and how it undermines the congressional intent of the U visa. So I want you to understand that as a private attorney, Not a ton of time. I've been out there. I think all of us need to get out there and really fight and educate and let people know what they need to know about this stuff, and really, you know, have to get the word out about why these types of laws are bad for our communities. One other note, I just wanted to mention that Margo is like my hero, because, and I think we all got to give her a round of applause. She is, I moved to Arizona about 5 years ago, and I met you, I think, right around that time, and she's just, you know, kind of taken me under her wings. She's gotten me doing some really good pro bono work, and she is, I mean, like, the extreme advocate for human rights. I mean, she's out there saving people's lives every day in the desert and in courts, and, you know, Margo Cowan is her name. You may not know by the nameplate, but but she's wonderful. So I just wanted to mention that, and I will let you close, and if there's any questions.